Toronto, I'm on the line. We do now Parashini of Hilchos Tefillin. Halacha Aleph. Ketzet Kotzen is a tefillin shorosh. How do you write the head tefillin? Kotzen Abba Pasha for Abba Klofen. You write four portions on four separate pieces of parchment. Begolalon Kalecha Vechelavada. You roll each one up separately. Amenichanothen Barba Bottom. You put them into four compartments. Shemechubarim Barecha. That are attached in one letter. Shalyad, the arm tefillin, kosanos on harva parshas by bodafim, al klap echad. You write those four portions, four columns on one piece of parchment. The golalo kvin sefer Torah, you roll it up like a Torah. Misofa l'tchiloso from the end towards the beginning. Menicha b'bayis echad, you put it into one compartment. Halacha beis. Misof lizar v'parshios, you have to be careful in the portions. Shemata stuma psucha, or psucha stuma poslan. If he made a closed portion open, or an open one closed, it disqualifies it. And the definition of open and closed is found later on. But basically, an open parsha means that there's a blank space left from where you finish the writing till the end of the line. And the closed portion is that there are several letters left blank, but the next line continues on the same line as the first. Shloshes the parshas are Rishonos Kulan Psuchos. The first three portions are all open portions. Pasha Chlona, Shivayim Shemoa, the last portion, which is Vayim Shemoa, Stuma is a closed portion. Halacha Gimel. Tzach Mizah B'Molei B'Chotzer. You have to be careful in letters that are spelled fully and letters that are spelled defectively, that are spelled with a letter missing, that we just understand the vowel orally, but there's no written letter to indicate that vowel. And Shirabatin K'suvah K'moshin K'suvah S'sevet Torah HaBaduk. All four portions have to be written the way they would be written in a checked Sefer Torah. Shemkosav Achotam Malei Pasol, if you write a word that should be spelled without a letter with the full letter, then it's disqualified at Shemcha Kayetra until he erases the extra letter. Shemkosav Malei Chotam, if you wrote a full word defectively, Pasol, then it's disqualified Ve'la Takana because there's no way of fixing it anymore. You can't rewrite a Sefer Torah. You can't rewrite a parashah. The Rambam now has a list of all of the defective and the full spellings in these four portions. Lachadalit. Pasha Rishon, now the first portion, Kaddishli called Bechar Malei. Kaddishli called Bechar is written full with a Vav. Zachar Malei, Zachar is written full with a Vav. Bechozek Chaser, defectively without the Vav. Hotzi Malei, with the Vav. Yosim Chaser Vav. There's no Vav in Yosim. It's Yud Tzadik, not Yud Vav Tzadik. Yiviacha Mole. That's with the full Yud. Yiviacha. V'ho Emori Chaser. The Cholam, the O of Emori is defective. It's written without the Vav. Ayavusi Mole. The Yavusi is spelled with the Shuruk, the U. It's written. La'avosecha Chaser Vav. La'avosecha is missing the Vav. There's a cholam, but no written vav. Ha'avoda, chaser. Avoda is written without the vav. Matzos, chaser, written without the vav. Hashvi, malei, written with both yuds. Mitzvah, matzos, the second time matzos is malei with the vav. Sa'ar, chaser, without the vav. Gavulcha, chaser. There's no written Shuruk, just the U sound without the written form. Bavur Malei, written with the, like the Vav letter. Laos, Malei, written full with the Vav. Lezikaron, also Malei, written with the Vav. Enecha Malei, with both Yuds written out. Torah, Malei, full with the Vav. Hotziacha Chata Yud, there's no Yud in Hotziacha, there could have been a Yud there at the end, but it's written defectively. Ahachuka Chata, Ahachuka is written without the Vav. L'mo'ada Malei, written full with the Vav. Halacha Hey. Pasha Shnia, now the second portion. Vayaki Yiviacha Chaser Yud, the word Yiviacha is without a Yud. Lavatecha Chaser Vav, Lavatecha without a Vav. Chamar Chaser is written without the Vav. Bechar is written Malei fully. Bechozek Chaser, written without the Vav. Hotianu Malei, written full with the Vav. Yaharog Chaser, written without the Vav. Bechar Malei with the Vav. Mibachar Chaser, without the Vav. Viad Bechar, the second Bechar there is Malei, full with the Vav. Zoveach Chaser Vav, Zoveach is missing the Vav. Bechal Bechar, again Malei with the Vav. Laos, Malei, full with the Vav. Yadchal Kotzer Behe, your hand. Yadchal is written with the hay at the end. L'tadapos Kotzer Vav Tinyana, the second Vav, L'to, with a Vav, Tafos, the second Vav is missing. Einachal Male, written fully with both Yuds. V'chozek Kotzer, written without the Vav. N'otzianu Male, written with the Vav and the Yud. Halacha Vav, Pasha Shlishis, the third Pasha. Shema, Ayin Shema Gedola, the Ayin of Shema is large. Dalet Shalachet Gedola, the Dalet of Echad is large. Miodecha Kotzer without the Vav. Levanecha Mali with the Yud, Bivesecha below Yushnia without the second Yud between the top and the Chav, Uvukumecha Mali written with the Vav, Laos Mali full with the Vav, Yodecha Chaser written without the Vav, the Yud again, the Tatafos Chaser Shnei Vav and the Tatafos in the second, in the third parasha has defective both times without the Vav, Enecha Mali written with the both Yudin, Mezuzos Chaser Vav missing the Vav Rishona. The first Vav of Mizu, Zos, is not written. Beisacha blo Yud Shnia, Beisacha is defective, it's missing the second Yud. V'sharacha, Mole, it's written full with the Yud. Halacha Zayin. Pasha Revias, Vayim Shemala Chatzer, the fourth portion, Vayim Shemala, written without the Vav. Mitzvasai B'Vav Achas, with one Vav. Yora is Mole, with the Vav. Umalkosh, Mole, with the Vav. V'sirosh Chatzer Vav, there's no Vav in Sirosh, between the Resh and the Shin. V'shachavisem, Malay is full with the Yud. Yevula Malay with the Vav there. Hatel B'chaser without a Vav. No Saint Chaser without a Vav. Osam Chaser also without a Vav. Laos for a sign, Malay with a Vav. L'tadafos Chaser Vav Shnia, there's the first Vav but not the second one. Einechem Malay with both Yuds. Osam Chaser again without the Vav. Beisecha below Yud Shnia, the second Yud of Beisecha, written Tav Chav, not Tav Yud Chav. V'kumecha Malay with the Vav. Mezuzos Malay with both Vav, Beisacha Blo Yud Shnia without the second Yud, Uvisharecha Malay with the Yud, and finally La'avo Seichem Chaser Vav. The Vav is lacking in La'avo Seichem. Halacha Ches, the Tzarech Lizor, the Tagin Shalotios, you have to be careful in the crowns of the letters. Nikvo Zayin Zekuvas, they look like standing Zayin, Sheishlan Tag, that have a crown. Kvo Shein Ksuvim B'Sefer Torah, like they're written in the Torah. The following are the letters that have these special crowns in these four portions. Anochates. Parsha Rishon Yish Ba'ot Echad Bovad. The first portion is only one letter with the Tagin. The Mem Stuma Shal Miyamin. That's the final Mem of the word Miyamin. Alar Shlosha Zayin. The three Zayins on it. Parsha Shnia Yish Tocham Shosios. V'cholachas Mehen Hey. In the second portion there are five letters, each one of them being a Hey. Each of the five hays have four crowns in the form of a Zion. The hay of Unasna, the hay Rishona, the Achonasho Hiksha, the first and last hay of Hiksha, the hay of Vayarov, the hay of Vayarov, the hay of Yorcha, the hay of Yorcha. Pashas Lishas Yishvacham Shosios. The third portion has five letters. The kuf of Uvukumecha Yishalav Shalosh Zayin. The kuf of Uvukumecha has three crowns written like a Zayin. The kuf shel Ukshatim Yishalav Shalosh Zayin. The kuf of Ukshatim also has three crowns written like three Zayins. The test pei shel Letotafos. The test pei of Letotafos. A kalos mishlosh shenava Zayin. On each of these three letters, there are four crowns like a Zayin. Pasha viyat Yishvacham Shosios. The fourth portion has five letters. Pei shel Yosafta Yishalav Shalosh Zayin. The pei of Yosafta has three Zayins. The tav shel Yosafta Yishalav Zayin Achas. The tav of Yosafta has one Zayin on it, one crown. The test pei shel Letotafos al kolachas mishlosh and arba Zayin. On the test pei of Letotafos, there are four crowns in the shape of Zayin on each of those three letters. Kolaos yisam tiyoga sheshetri. Altogether, all of the letters with crowns are 16. The blot, the tagin, the host, the garbahem, lo posel. If he didn't make the crowns altogether, or he did extra ones, or he didn't have enough of them, it does not disqualify the tefillin. Halacha Yud. Halakeach tefillin mishen amumcha. A person takes tefillin from someone who doesn't have a reputation as being trustworthy. We don't know if he's trustworthy or not. Tzarech levaken, he has to check them. L'asuf memeno meyach titos. If he bought from him 100 boxes of tefillin, v'deyach ben sholosh titos, he checks three boxes. O shtayim shel rosh v'ach shel yad, either two of the head tefillin or one of the arm tefillin. Or two of the arm tefillin and one of the head tefillin. If he found that the three are kosher, then this person has an assumption that he deals with kosher tefillin. They're all kosher. Then you don't have to check the rest of them. Rokum, Tzvasim, Tzvasim, if you took them in separate bundles of tefillin, Kodesh B'dika, you have to check each separate bunch. Because we can be sure that the bunches are taken from different people, that he, that this merchant bought it from different scribes, and therefore you have to check each bunch. Halacha Yud Aleph. The code of tefillin b'ktav yado, if a person writes tefillin with his own hand, al shalakum min a mumcha, or you checked it from a, or you bought it from an expert, al mishadim abadken, or from a regular person, and you check them yourself, v'chzir la'or, and then you put them back into the case, la'olam, ein atoch avadken pamacher, you never have to check them again. If you lach a kamashanam, even after many years. Kozman shechafuim shalom, as long as the cover is whole. Le'in b'chazkotan, we assume that they are kosher. We're not afraid that perhaps a letter was erased or got a hole in it. Hillel the elder used to say, these tefillin belonged to my mother's father, to my grandfather, and it was still kosher.